All right, I want to go back to taxi drivers now. A lot of them are, you know, getting, I think, unfairly maligned for negotiating high prices, particularly late at night when people want to get home. But as I said, it is inside the rules that the state government changed a few years ago. Our next guest is a spokesperson for 13 Cabs, David Samuel. Good afternoon.
G'day, Tom. How are you going?
Good, David. Well, I mean, I don't understand why people are getting stuck into taxi drivers who negotiate high fares when the rules allow them to do just that.
Yeah, look, I'd say it's a bit more complex than people realise, and you make a good point, Tom. Ultimately, companies like ours, we can ask our drivers to behave in a certain way and limit that type of behaviour, and we're doing that. We're at our own, to our own expense. We've got people on the rank at the Oz Open making sure our drivers behave appropriately. But then you've got a whole bunch of independent, basically unregulated drivers, often drivers we've removed from our network for behavioural reasons or bad cars, things like that. And they're doing whatever they please. But as you say, fundamentally, they're not breaking any laws. We used to be regulated. The price was fixed and capped by government. Those regulations were removed, and now those drivers are taking advantage of those changes. No one talks about it when they charge less. And we all know that in markets, when supply and demand determine the outcome, sometimes you pay more, sometimes you pay less.
And of course, I mean, given that, you know, the arrival of Uber and other rideshare services really decimated the taxi industry, you know, the value of taxi licences was slashed, the revenue that taxi drivers could make also went down. To me, it seems fair enough that, okay, well, if you want if you want taxis plus Uber plus Lyft plus whatever the other rideshare services are, then at times you might have to pay for it. I mean, Uber, for example, on popular nights, you know, has the surge pricing, which could be two or three or even four times higher than normal.
Yeah, and that frustrates us, because when they do it, it's called surging. When we do it, it's called gouging. But ultimately, they're providing the same service and they're able to charge more for that trip because demand allows it. Now, as a state government, if they don't believe that that is appropriate, or that the consumers aren't happy with in the product or service they want, then they can regulate to change that. But as it stands, these drivers are not actually breaking the rules. We understand consumers don't like paying more for a service. I don't like paying more for fuel. But unfortunately, in a market-driven scenario, that is a possible outcome. But, you know, at 13 Cabs, we ask our drivers not to do it, and we enforce certain rules. Right. And our drivers follow those rules.
Is a 13 Cabs driver allowed to negotiate a higher fare, or do you tell them they're not allowed to do it?
We tell them we expect a certain set of behaviours from them, and negotiating exorbitant rates isn't something we approve of. And we may bring a driver in and ask them to explain why they've done that. But they're not breaking any laws. They're only our rules in our network. So that's a decision for us to make as a company. What we're saying is we think there's got to be a limit to it. We do recognise that people need to get home. And while you should be able to take advantage of that to an extent, there has to be a limit to what you can do. So they're our rules in our company, and we expect our drivers to adhere to them. But that's not to say they're breaking the law. They're not.
Right. And of course, if they're not happy with those rules, they could leave 13 Cabs and seek to go either independent or with another taxi association and you know, maybe have the right to negotiate their own form of surge pricing if that's what they want to do.
Exactly. And I mean, that's the beauty of a market, isn't it? That you have more choices, and consumers have more choices too, because they can now choose rideshare, they can choose taxi, they can use public transport. And if taxi drivers see people moving to those markets rather than theirs, then their behaviour will adjust because the demand is adjusted for their product or their service.
Yeah, thank you, David. David Samuel, their spokesperson for 13 Cabs. So as you said, 13 Cabs tells their drivers not to do, let's call it surge pricing, because that's what Uber calls it. But at the same time, that's a corporate rule. It's not the law. The law is that a driver can, if you go to a car and it's the middle of the night and he says, well, it's $75 to take you from the Australian Open to Elwood, even though the normal cab fare might be $40, he's not breaking the law, and you can choose to take it or leave it.